three state lawmakers went on record this week saying the state of Alaska should file an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, urging the court to order ExxonMobil to pay interest on the more than $500 million punitive damages judgment handed down last month in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case. But a state's attorney who has worked on the case ever since the spill thinks it's a bad idea. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
Plaintiffs in the case have been trying to figure out if interest will apply to the punitive damages, which the High Court reduced to one-tenth of the original 1994 jury award in its 5-3 decision. Interest could add about $488 million to the award, bringing the total amount close to $1 billion. But this week, Exxon filed a 9-page brief with the court, arguing it should only have to pay interest from the time of the Supreme Court's decision. Anchorage Representative Les Guerra says that argument is a slap in the face to all of the spill victims.
Their lawyers have come up with a frivolous argument that they don't have to pay very much in the way of interest, that they get to delay payment for 15, 20 years and then skate interest-free. So, I felt that the state should chime in and say, look, it's not just the victims of the Exxon Valdez spill who are trying to protect themselves, but the state believes as a matter of public interest that that the plaintiffs have been victimized by Exxon here.
On Wednesday, Guerra, along with fellow Anchorage Representative Bob Book and Juneau Representative Andrea Dahl, wrote a letter to Attorney General Talis Kohlberg and their colleagues in the legislature, urging the state to file a friend of the court brief supporting the higher interest amount. Guerra says he hopes the brief would be more than just a symbolic gesture.
Sometimes amicus briefs are symbolic. Sometimes you can come up with an argument that helps a plaintiff with a separate brief that actually substantively helps, and I would hope that that would be the case. For example, it's hard for a victim, somebody who's been victimized, to say they're a victim, right? It doesn't bring a ring of truth. But when an objective third party comes in, when the government comes in and says, no, these people have a truly legitimate claim, I think it adds weight.
Guerra says the attorney general and members of the legislature that he spoke with about the brief seemed mostly supportive of the idea. However, Deputy Attorney General Craig Tillery says the state has decided not to pursue the issue at the urging of plaintiffs' attorneys.
We have been in contact with counsel for the private plaintiffs ever since the verdict regarding this interest issue and other potential post-verdict concerns. We have determine after talking to them, it's their view, and it's a view that we agree with, and it's a view that our retained Supreme Court counsel agrees with, that it would not be appropriate for the state to file an amicus for this this motion and in this matter.
Nevertheless, Tillery says the state supports making Exxon pay full interest on the settlement and will continue working with plaintiffs' attorneys to make that happen.
And we will do whatever we can in concert with them that would help the clients, the Alaskan citizens, get paid in a timely manner and get paid in full.
Guerra, who worked on the Exxon Valdez oil spill case as an assistant attorney general for the state from 1989 to 1991, says the state's decision not to intervene is surprising to him, especially the reason being given.
Ultimately, I think the decision has to be made in conjunction with the private plaintiffs, though I think their information surprised me, given that it was one of the lead private plaintiffs' counsel who asked us to put pressure on the state to intervene. So, it is what it is, but if there's room for the state to help, I think the state should help.
But the bigger issue, he says, is Exxon's continued use of litigation to avoid fairly compensating victims of the spill. Lawyers for the plaintiffs are working on a reply to Exxon's brief. A decision on the issue could come as soon as the end of this month, when the Supreme Court issues a final decision in the case. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.